The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do the people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for the flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then Jesus sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of our loving and ever-present God, amen. Who do you say that I am? Here at Caesarea Philippi, north of the Sea of Galilee, where once, according to Eugene Boring, a cultic center for the god Baal existed, where the Greek god Pan was worshipped in a grotto, where Herod the Great built a temple to Augustus Caesar, and where Herod's son revitalized the city and named it for himself and Tiberius Caesar, here the church, the ecclesia, is given the keys of the kingdom. Here, Jesus passes over to the church the authority to instruct the ancient Near Eastern world, to bind and to loose in the manner of the rabbis, this new understanding of this new community, both out of and among the faith traditions of those days so long ago. Here is the church, mentioned here and later in Matthew chapter 18 only of all the Gospels. Here is the church, the ecclesia, the body of believers juxtaposed against the body of believers in the synagogues, and emerging from the theological roots of the faith of humankind, planted in the deep and rich earth of this corner of the world. Here is change. Here is radical change. But I believe it is an evolutionary change. This gospel passage is one of many places in Scripture where the communities of faith, Roman and Protestant and others, have long debated heatedly and lethally, I might add, the meaning of it. Who is Peter that all the Romans commend him as the first of the popes in Rome? Who is Peter that all the Protestants, except perhaps the Anglicans and other lesser lights, argue the singularity of that special blessing upon the faith of rock? That this blessing may not have been intended to be repeated by anointing or laying on of hands. Go where you wish with this story. I'm thinking we're hearing from Matthew directly here. I'm thinking we're hearing that this blessing, this binding and loosing, is given over to all of the disciples under the leadership of this person Simon nicknamed Rock. I might even argue in another place and another time that Jesus would never have intended to grant rights to persons that would thereafter interpose them between God and the individuals who had, until the ministry of Jesus in this part of the world, suffered from the judgments of humans about who's in and who's out. I believe that among the gifts of Jesus is, in truth, we should love God with all our hearts and our neighbors as ourselves. From Matthew 22, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. All the other laws regarding the holiness code, the Ten Commandments, the derivative nowadays purity codes, these are it in the community of Matthew. These are it in the ecclesia, in the church. These are it in this place here. These are it. These two are it. Thank you. Please forgive me. I forgive you. I love you. Goodbye. Today, I am obliged to say goodbye. And as I do so, and as a part of saying goodbye, I want us to remember what I hope are useful realities. The first is that you changed me for the better. And I have deeply desired, I promise you, that my influence on you will have done that for you too. Regardless, perhaps, whatever the nature of our influence is mutual, the corpus of changes, my brothers and sisters, are permanent. They are permanent. They cannot be undone. They can only be managed. The primary engine of change has been simple. I've been granted the blessing of presence among you. We have brushed against each other. We have participated for a while in mutualities of worship. And in facing this difficult world along the same or similar paths, we have loved each other. Everything about us together has been made different by that. Even if the trajectories of our lives have only been nudged a little, the effect of even the smallest of nudges, I promise you, will grow more significant through time as the distance between the trajectories widen into perpetuity. Even in goodbye, then, is the binding of our lives forever. You see, this thing called love does not disappear. Wherever I go, the love that I have known in this place will be present in me, and through me will change the world, God willing, for the better. I happen to believe that this reality applies up to and through death, my brothers and sisters. And the more that I can honor you and the love that you give, not just to me, but to the broader bands of humankind that surround you and surround this place, the more the world will be made better. The more the creation, the advancement of the realm of God will be enriched in this needy world. So the reality is that you have far more power than you think. In the voice of the rock reverberating down through time is your voice, It is your voice that says you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And like Simon and all the others, this reality is manifested day in and day out by the church that this is. And of course, this community does get to be human. But the mission of this ecclesia, this church, is, I assure you, larger than life. The gates of the region of death, the place where the dead go to remain, Hades, cannot overcome this. My leaving will not overcome it. Your staying will continue to manifest it, as indeed I believe this sense of mission and of love has been revealed to you all by God, the very God self. Who you are as a parish community has evolved through flesh and blood and through thought and determination. And it has emerged from the theological roots of the faith of humankind planted in the deep and rich earth right here on this corner of the world. In this place, my brothers and sisters, is change. Here is radical change. But I believe it is an evolutionary change. And all of the life forces and all the stresses from those forces of good and evil will play themselves out in this place. And you will teach the world what you've learned in all this. You have been given the keys, my brothers and sisters. You have been given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, dear beloved friends. As, for a time, I have been given keys to this place where I have truly seen the kingdom of God. The Messiah lives here. And for a while, you gave me the keys. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.